You are now listening to Virgo Chronicles with Shauna J. First things first, I want to thank everybody for the feedback that I got for Love is Blind. When I tell you guys that was such a difficult podcast for me to record, like, I mean that shit from the bottom of my heart. I had a really hard time recording it because it's just that it was so sensitive and I wanted to make sure that I tackled it the appropriate way. And also, a lot of old memories were just resurfacing and it was hard to face them. So thank everybody for the positive feedback and the encouraging words. It's so crazy though, because I thought that after that podcast, you guys would want something humorous and silly. So I did a poll on Instagram, but everyone wanted me to do the Toxic Family podcast. And it sheds so much light on how many of us are going through, you know, similar situations. And I'm actually hesitant about this topic as well, because let's be real, like, I don't know who listens to my podcast. I don't know if I have family members that listen to it. I can see how many people are listening, but I can't see who's listening. So I was kind of afraid to tackle this topic, but at the end of the day, like, I just feel like I'm entitled to say what's on my mind as long as I'm not lying. And y'all know that about me. Everything about me is 100. I'm not about to lie. So with that being said, let me remind you guys that I come from a super tight-knit family. I don't have the extended relatives. I don't have a whole lot of cousins. Like, I didn't grow up in a household where I could say that I'm going to my cousin's house or all of my cousins are coming over. I never had that and I always wanted that. But then over time, I started to appreciate how small my circle was within my family. Like, I started to actually appreciate it. But no matter how you put it, no matter how many people in your family you're close to, like, you're going to have toxic family members, at least one. And it's just so common that I feel like people should be talking about it more. I have so many friends that have toxic family members, or I have so many friends that vent to me about situations and I'm like, oh wow, that's toxic as fuck. So I just know that it's hard to talk about because so many of us were raised feeling like, you know, I have to, no matter what, I have to be close with my family, no matter what they do, no matter what they say, no matter how they make me feel, I need to accept it because that is my family member. And I strongly disagree. I strongly disagree. But I actually wasn't raised that way. My mom or my dad, they didn't instill that in me. They never made me feel like I absolutely had to be tolerant of certain behaviors that wasn't okay with me. So I guess it just comes with age. Like, as I started to get older, I started to realize, like, yo, I don't like that shit. So what am I going to do next? As a child, I would see my older family members do certain things, but I wasn't processing it. It wasn't until I became maybe not even an adult, but a little bit older, I started to really process what was going on. So I processed it and I'm like, okay, that is this person's personality. Cool. Because, you know, when you're a child, sometimes it doesn't necessarily affect you the same way that it does when you're older, or better yet, you don't really understand how much it's affecting you until you get older. So as an adult, that's when I really started to process the different personality traits. And I'm like, okay, I don't think I like that. Like, I really don't think I like that. And one thing that's really common in my family is, like, the lack of emotion. Like, lack of emotion and a lot of people struggle with taking accountability. Now, if you know me, you know that taking accountability Let's flip it. Not being able to, no, let's not even say not being able to, because that's not true. Refusing to take accountability is what really grinds me to the core. I cannot stand when people are not able to say, I was wrong for that. I'm sorry. These are basic things that you get taught when you're a kid. I was wrong for that. I'm sorry. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that, or maybe I shouldn't have said that. These are basic things. And as basic as that sounds, I don't know a lot of people who know how to say those things. And so that's a big, like a humongous issue within my family. And when you're a kid and there are adults around you who don't know how to apologize when they do something wrong, and who refuse to who just refuse to acknowledge their wrongdoings, it will affect you as an adult. It will. And I know that not everyone's the same, but think about it. If you're constantly around adults who never take accountability for their actions, why would you grow up and take accountability? And I know some people do, like me. I take accountability all the time. I love taking accountability. I think that it is so, it demonstrates how much of an adult I truly am. But when I try to explain these things to people that are older than me, they look at me like I have six fucking heads. Like I'm talking crazy. Like, what do you even mean by that? And it's just crazy to me. And another thing that's very popular in my family is isolation. Now, we're going to get more into isolation towards the end of the podcast. But yeah, isolation is a big thing and it shows up in different ways. So I said to myself, well, how am I going to approach these situations now that I'm an adult? Because when I was a kid, I didn't have to. It was different when I was a kid. I didn't have to worry about these things so much. But now that I'm older, you know, people are more comfortable being their true selves around me. Because when you're a kid, people try to hide things from you to a certain extent. At least in my family, that's how it was. People would try to hide things from me, but now everything is front row and center. I'm seeing the real, like the real deal in everyone. So I just try to think to myself, how am I going to deal with these situations without losing these people in my life? Because I don't really have anyone else. And if I want to be honest with you, depending on the person, there's nothing you can do. They have to go. They have to go. And I strongly believe in that as well. Like, let me say something. I know depending on your background, like, it really doesn't matter what your family member does. They can do anything. And if your mother instilled in you, that's your cousin or that's your aunt or that's your dad, whatever the case may be, whatever the title, and you cannot give up on them, that's what you'll do. But you are pro you're that's basically programming you. That's basically programming you to put yourself second. And that's not okay. So usually the way that I approach situations is I'm the peacemaker. I always try to make sure that everyone's okay. You can be the family member that's ostracized and no one talks to you, but Shauna will reach out to you because I just want to make sure that you're okay, knowing that we're related. And I have a bad habit with that because usually when I do that, whoever is the person that I'm trying my best to keep my peace with, they always show me how much they are consistent with their terrible behavior all the time. I'm always regretful. And then people always tell me, like, see, told you. Like, I told you not to do that. And I'm like, I can't help it. That's my heart. That's my heart. When you're, you know, and if you don't do that, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad-hearted person. I don't think that, but I just think that when you're the way that I am, sometimes it just takes a little bit of extra work to put yourself first. And so now I'm learning how to deal with it a little bit better. And I always try my best to tell these people, the people with extreme toxicity, I always try to tell them, you know, like, why don't you dig deep and figure out what it is about you that makes you behave this way? You guys know me, Dr. Phil Iyanla. So I'm like, well, you know, maybe you need to confront your inner child. And it's so crazy because a lot of the time, like when they get vulnerable and they're drinking or smoking or doing whatever, they'll open up to me about things that happened in their childhood that I couldn't even fathom or imagine. And then it becomes clear to me, like, oh, that's why this person acts that way. Like, I totally understand it now. So then what are we going to do moving forward? So now we've confronted the inner child. So what can we do now moving forward? And once it gets to that part, that's when everyone gets stuck. That's when everyone gets stuck. And I'm like, it's only but so much I could do. I struggle with this in relationships. I struggle with this in friendships and within my family. That's just something that's really hard for me. I have a really hard time giving up on people because I can always see the good in a person. And then usually, like, before I give up, I always know how the person is going to react. Because I do have a history of being kind of passive, when I finally do put my foot down, it's like, what? Like, I'm looked at like a bad guy. So in order to avoid that, I always try to see things through, hoping that the person will come to their senses. So what I'm learning, another thing that I'm learning, is how to set boundaries. Because I don't necessarily feel like you have to always completely cut a family member off. I don't think you always have to do that. In some cases, you do. But in some cases, you don't have to completely cut that person off. But I think that you need to set boundaries. And then if they're still not okay with those boundaries, then you have to do what you have to do for yourself. And that's just what that is. They have to respect it. They don't have any choice but to respect. Your boundary is your boundary, and they don't have any choice but to respect it. And if they don't respect it, then separate yourself. Remove yourself from the situation completely. And then if they value you enough to come back and mend the situation, then you do what you need to do. There's too much other shit going on right now for any of us to be stressing about a mother who's overly critical or a dad who's only present when he wants to be present or not present at all, or a sibling or a cousin who is envious or doesn't like us or whatever the case may be. Like, all of those things, those are options. You don't have to deal with that if you don't want to, because your top priority should always be yourself. And it took me so long to learn that. Like, even before recording this, that was a big thing for me. I'm like, I don't want anybody to listen to this and then it become a big issue. But let's be honest, like, if you listen to it and you reach out to me or you reach out to somebody else in my family and you complain about it, how would you know that I was talking about you unless you felt like you possessed those character traits that I mentioned? You get what I mean? So And that's what I always tell myself now. Like, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. So if you truly feel like it doesn't apply to you, then you wouldn't have anything to say to me or anyone else about it. So it's okay. What I'm saying is, it's okay to love somebody from a distance. And I really do believe in that saying that blood ain't thicker than peace of mind. It's not. It's really not. You know, you guys watch TV. Like, there are family members out there that do crazy shit to their family. Like, they don't care. They don't. And I'm not saying that's your situation, but what you need to do is take a step back, look at your situation, and figure out if it's worth all of the stress and all of the anxiety that you're putting yourself through. Because I had to do that, and I'm still working through it right now. Like, I always tell people, like, I'm already stressed enough as it is. Like, I'm super hard on myself. I cannot be constantly stressing out about friends and family and dudes. Like, I can't do that. So you really need to, you know, think about what kind of situation you're putting yourself in, because emotional distress is real. And your family can cause you a lot of emotional distress. And I know that because I took that poll and I thought you guys were going to choose the happy hour Q&A. I thought you guys wanted me to get drunk and talk crazy, which I'm going to do next week. I thought that's what y'all wanted. And y'all said, no, let's talk about toxic family members. So, yeah, the best thing to do is to really just approach the situation and approach the situation as an adult, not as that person's niece or nephew or daughter or son or whatever. Just approach it as an adult and do what's best for you. And also, this is a major fucking key. You need to be able to recognize if you're the toxic family member. That's a big issue as well. Are you a toxic family member? Think about the things that you do. Think about the things that you say. Think about the things that you contribute to your family. And when I say contribute, I'm talking about, do you bring a lot of stress? Do you do anything that you think is causing a lot of stress within your family? Now, really sit down and think about that, because a lot of people are really quick to deny things. But I want you to honestly think about that statement that I just made. Let's try to throw out some examples. Are you a person that constantly needs financial aid from family? Constantly. And if you do constantly need financial aid, are you very consistent and looking for ways to relieve yourself of the situation that you're currently in? Do you always put yourself in situations and then need people to help you? Not once, but constantly, over and over again. Think about that. Are you a person that gets in a funk and you just have a bad energy about yourself and you bring that bad energy to other people? There's so many different ways that you can be. You can be a toxic family member and not even know it. For the most part, a lot of the people in my family that are this way, it's either they don't realize it or they know that there's a chance that they are, but they are super unwilling to face the fact, and they always just deny, deny, deny. So that's something to think about too. But ultimately, what I think, because you truly cannot change anybody, you can't change anybody. You can't convince anyone to become the best version of themselves. So what I think is, I think that it's best that you focus on having your own family and making sure that you don't repeat those steps and you break those generational curses. Like, you guys ever see those memes that says it basically says, like, I'm basically the person in my family that has to break all of the generational curses. I definitely feel like I'm that. And I definitely feel like some of the people that's listening, they're the same way. And it's a big burden, but it has to be done. So, yeah, maybe you can't change, your elders' habits, and maybe you cannot erase whatever trauma that they went through that caused them to be non-affectionate or too hard on you, or whatever they are, too aggressive. You possibly you cannot change that, but what you can do is dictate the behavior that you'd like to see within your own family. You have control over that. So I hope this podcast wasn't boring, because I really thought that I was going to be doing a happy hour tonight. I mean, I'm having a happy hour, but I'm like, it's controlled or whatever. It's not too wild, not too nasty. But yeah, I just hope that I shed a little bit of light on things that you can do so that you can relieve yourself of that stress, because I know that stress so well. I feel that stress every day, and I'm trying so hard to get out of it. So yeah, guys. You guys, oh, you know what I meant to tell you? You guys need to start rating me on, I don't know if everyone listens. I don't think everyone listens to me on Apple Music. Some people listen to me on Spotify. Some people listen to me on Anchor. I don't care what you use. If you have time, you should give me 5 stars, and you should also leave me a review, because I've been getting a lot of DMs, and I'm so appreciative. Like, it makes me feel so good when people DM me and they say that I'm inspirational to them and I help them get through their days. Like, that shit makes me feel so good, because that's all that I want to bring with my podcast. Like, I just want people to listen to me talk and feel like, like we're friends, because I'm a homegirl, you know what I'm saying? But you guys need to give me 5 stars. Ooh, ghetto. Y'all hear that? That's a motorcycle. Anyway, you guys need to give me 5 stars, and you guys need to start leaving me reviews, and you guys need to start following me on Instagram, because I feel like I'm reaching a really good amount of people right now, more than I ever expected for myself, but I want to reach more people. I want more people to listen to me and be like, damn, like I could relate to her, and I love listening to her. So thank you guys for listening. And definitely tune in next weekend, because I'm going to do my happy hour Q&A, and I know that shit is going to be funny. So, bye.